not a total departure, but it is seen as a particularly significant milestone in post-war Iraq. The Iraqis are claiming this as a return to sovereignty, a time when they get control of their own towns and villages and streets back, and when the Americans play a supporting role to them rather than they play a supporting role to the Americans. So the Americans are returning to their base. There will be 130,000 soldiers on base, but they won't be able to enter the streets and cities of Iraq again unless they are invited by their hosts.
Recent attacks such as the bombing of an Iraqi bus station do ask questions, don't they, about the readiness of the Iraqi police force to take over security and whether it is prepared for a possible upsurge in violence.
Absolutely. There are some very significant questions being asked about the capabilities of the Iraqi police and army units, many of whom have undergone significant training at the behest of the Americans and have got up to speed in a number of things. They're very good at route protection, they're very good at small operations, but what they're not good at doing is getting amongst the insurgents, both on the Shia and Sunni side, and stopping these rampant bombings which are taking place throughout Baghdad in particular. Now, what we've seen over the last 10 days seems to be a bid by insurgent groups to impose their will and also to try and demonstrate to the Americans and demonstrate to the world that the Americans have actually been forced out rather than leaving on their own terms. So it could well be that this is a temporary spike, but on the other hand, there is also a fear that this is the start of a return to the dark days.
And with so many US intelligence officers remaining in Iraq, who is going to be responsible overall for intelligence gathering?
The Americans will still have the lead call on the technical surveillance and the intercepts and things like that, which have seen them value add in Iraq quite significantly over the last 6 or so years. They often do provide intelligence from phone intercepts about where various cells or various groups are moving. But in terms of getting amongst the people, getting amongst the tribes, and winning the trust of the prisoners or detainees that are returning from American prison systems, that's wholly going to be the responsibility of the Iraqis. It'll be their duty to get the human intelligence upon which improving the situation nationwide is truly going to depend.
And as somebody on the streets, are you optimistic about this handover of power?
Look, there's so much about Iraq as illusory, and it really is tough to make a call on that. What we have seen over the last 6 months is a steady decline in the number of spectacular bombings with a couple of spikes. One of those spikes was last week, and that tends to demonstrate that there is an ability to turn on the violence on a spectacular level when it suits the people who are behind it. What we are seeing, though, is something that we didn't see throughout the dark years of 2005 through to 2007, and that is a police force in particular that the public can trust. In those dark years, we were seeing a lot of sectarian killings being orchestrated by either sworn members of the police force or people in police uniforms. We're not seeing that anymore, and there are some pillars of Iraqi society that the public are going to start to trust. So if the society can build on those things, if we can establish a nation-building spirit here, then things could turn around. But we're not as far down the peace path as the Americans would like to believe, or some Iraqi officials would like to believe as well.